AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Israeli military says its expanded operation in Gaza City has begun. The military warned Palestinian residents to move south. It said its intensified operation aims to destroy Hamas military infrastructure. Numerous casualties are reported. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Qatar following his trip to Israel. Israel faces widespread anger after its airstrikes targeted Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital last week. Meanwhile, in Yemen, hundreds attended funeral services today for 31 Yemeni journalists who were reported killed in Israeli airstrikes last week. The strikes targeted Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the capital of Sana'a. In other news, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says U.S. and Chinese negotiators have reached a deal over TikTok's future.
President Trump and party chair Xi will speak on Friday to complete the deal, but we do have a framework for a deal with TikTok.
Bessent said the objective was to switch to U.S. ownership from China's ByteDance. And AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports tensions flare as Chinese and Philippine ships collide near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea.
China's Coast Guard has accused a Philippine ship of ramming one of its vessels near Scarborough Shoal. This disputed territory in the South China Sea is claimed by both countries. The Coast Guard reports that over 10 Philippine ships entered the waters around the shoal on Tuesday. They responded with water cannons. The incident follows China's announcement last week designating part of the shoal as a national nature reserve. The Philippines says it's filing a diplomatic protest on this. Several countries, including the US, Britain and Australia, have expressed concern over China's announcement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The world's fondness for matcha is about to be tested by steep price increases. Global demand for the powdered tea has skyrocketed around the world. A 48-year-old Tom Brady will return to a football field in 2026.
When you find something you love to do, you know, it's hard to stop.
Seven-time Super Bowl winning quarterback turned Fox Sports analyst Tom Brady plans to play alongside current and former NFL stars in a three-team flag football tournament in Saudi Arabia next year. The Fanatic Flag Football Classic on March 21st at Kingdom Arena in Riyadh will also include Saquon Barkley, CeeDee Lamb, Christian McCaffrey, Max Crosby, and Rob Gronkowski, Las Vegas's Pete Carroll, Denver's Sean Payton, and San Francisco's Kyle Shanahan will be the coaches. Flag football is set to debut at the Olympics at the 2028 LA Games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.